Well, I'm back here. This is Dr. Faye, and producer Tom and I just took a nice break here talking about almonds, the superfood, 100% yummy stuff. But let's get back to important matters like when you're pulling your hair out with your kids because they won't do something you want them to do, and it has to do with something that you really don't have control over. We talked about medication, back braces, boyfriends. We talked about participation in activities, and let's talk a little bit more about schoolwork. That comes up all the time because it's a huge problem for everybody. I have a couple emails here, and they're really very similar. They have to do with one of them, a child with dyslexia, who won't do their assignments or practice their spelling words. And then we have another child, an adopted child, who is not doing their schoolwork, and people often ask me, you know, would you handle it the same with a special needs kid versus a kid without special needs? And I'd say absolutely the same. Yeah, it's the same deal. And it's pretty scary for parents. But again, it comes down to letting go of some control that you never had in the first place. And so I'm going to ask you, I'm going to suggest back off the lectures, back off the punishments, back off trying to nag the kid into doing their schoolwork. Unless it works. I mean, some parents, they just have to try doing that first. And, you know, from time to time, it'll work. So if you're not sure yet, do that more. Nag more, lecture more, punish more, hassle more, get all over the kid's case. I mean, you're going to be like white on rice. And if it gets better, that tells you something. It tells you that you've got a kid who doesn't have any underlying issues or insecurities. But if that stuff doesn't work, then that's a signal that says we've got to get at a deeper level with this kid. And the first piece you have to get at is the issue of control. And you're going to back off of that. You're going to say, I'm going to love you regardless of how much work you do. Right? Now, you know, I want you to do your work. I want you to do your work because I think it would be helpful to you. Right? But I'm going to love you regardless. Now, some parents don't know how far to take this. Would you actually let the kid blow it? And I'm going to say yes. It's better for a kid to blow it to when they're 11 or 12 or 15 or 7 than it is for them to blow it when they're older and out of your home. So, yes, I'm going to let the kid not do some assignments. And I'm going to let them get some bad grades when they're little and when they're young, right? Now, I'm not saying this is going to solve the problem. I think a lot of people get mixed up and they think love and logic just teaches you that you don't do anything about your kid's schoolwork issues. No. See, part of the plan is letting go. Another part of it is doing a number of different things that you're going to find on our website under a article called the 1-Year Plan. It's a free article. There's no reason not to just get on loveandlogic.com, download that article. It's going to give you a lot of suggestions. But really, it comes down to it getting at the underlying basic physical and emotional needs. So what are kids' needs? Same as adults. Safety. Do your kids have limits? Or are they having to fight with you to get you to set limits with them? I mean, are they able to exercise a little bit of healthy control over the decisions they make in the home? Things like, you know, are you going to wear your coat or carry it? Not big things, just little things. Are you going to do your homework now or in 5 minutes? Are you going to do it at the table or here on the floor? Little choices that give them a sense of feeling like they have some control. Now, do your kids have to act out to get your love and attention? We were at a restaurant last night. I was watching this little kid, and it was obvious that the only time she got attention was when she was whining and acting out and running around the restaurant and bothering people, because that's when she got attention. So do your kids have to fight you for that? Now, kids who have special needs and they've had a lot of hurt in their life, because maybe they've struggled with neurological problems like dyslexia, or maybe they've been adopted and had some loss in their lives, it takes them a long time to catch up. So you can be doing all the right things, parents, and the problem is not going to go away fast. Here's my advice to you. You meet those basic needs and you say to yourself, I am going to raise a kid who is responsible and feels loved. Because if you can raise a kid who feels responsible and feels loved, that knows how to do the right thing even when it's tough, and knows how to love other people because they have love in their own heart they've gotten from you, that kid is going to be okay regardless of whether they practice their spelling words, regardless of whether they finish their trigonometry homework. See, the message here, folks, is let's raise great kids. The irony is, great kids with great character find a way to get prepared for the life in one way or the other. It's that good heart. See, what I'm really talking about here, folks, is we're going to raise kids that have a chronic heart condition. And that chronic heart condition is a desire to treat people well and a desire to do the very best they can in life. And they're not always going to do the very best they can. They're going to make mistakes. But when people have that heart condition, they find a way of being contributing members of society. So love your kids, have limits for them for their behavior, hold them accountable, and don't get caught up in unwinnable power struggles. And remember, the great thing is you don't have to be a perfect parent to raise great kids. You just need the right amount of love and logic.
The Love and Logic Show with Dr. Fay has been brought to you by America's Parenting Experts, helping adults create responsible kids since 1977.
All content and conversations copyright Love and Logic Institute, Inc.